Our next story may not be for all ears, although it's about a word we're all hearing. The word is transgender. How should it be used? Now, we're lucky. We regularly get language guidance from NPR wordsmith Mark Mevitt. Recently, one of his emails was headlined, "It's transgender, not transgendered." So why is that? And what's the difference between transgender and transsexual? Well, first, it helps to remember gender is defined as the cultural state of being male or female. It has nothing to do with body parts or biology. That's a hint. K.J. Rawson teaches at College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts. He's compiling a digital transgender archive. He is transgender. And so, Professor, first of all, why is that the way to say it? Transgender, not transgendered.
Transgender versus transgendered has a pretty long history, and there are still some people who fall on either side of the debate. But in general, the term transgender is preferred over transgendered because it is meant to signify a more respectful adjective form of the term as opposed to transgendered, which makes it sound more medicalized or more like a pathology.
As if something was done to you. I think the BuzzFeed LGBT editor Saeed Jones wrote, transgendered is the linguistic equivalent of describing someone as blacked instead of black.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but that is confusing for people because, especially with some of the recent headlines, Caitlyn Jenner comes to mind. They think of transgender as something that has been done, that you have transitioned through genders through sexual reconstruction. So I think they innocently think of it that way.
Yeah, and that's, in some ways, that makes a lot of sense. And there are some people who even are transgender who consider themselves only transgender when they are going through a transition. So it makes a lot of sense that people would think of transgendered as just a person who has trans their gender. So it's as if it's a past tense version of the term. But in actuality, most people who identify with the term transgender do so over a long period of time and not just in relationship to any particular transing of gender.
Well, in fact, talk about where you found the word first being used, because back then people were trying to make distinctions between gender identification and their sexuality, their literal sexual organs. So tell us more about when you saw the word first used.
Well, most people assume that the word comes from Virginia Prince, who was a pioneer for trans communities. And she published a long-standing magazine called Transvestia. And in that publication in 1969, she defined the term transgender role as an afterthought to respond to the assumption that she was a transsexual. She believed that the difference between sex and gender meant that you could change your gender, but you could not change your biology, changing your genitalia or even taking hormones, that sex was deeper than that, that was based on chromosomes and so forth, so that a person who tried to transition their sex was actually misguided. She created the term transgender role as another option, as something that was very distinct from transsexual. But we did find earlier uses of the term. The first time we found it in print was 1965 in a book by John Olivan called Sexual Hygiene and Pathology. So,
charming read, I'm sure.
Well, and what's interesting is that most people thought the term transgender came from the trans community.
Which might have been, you know, somewhat disappointing. But what did he say?
Olivan was using the term transgenderism as something that was attempting to get sexuality out of the equation. So for him, if you said transsexual, it necessarily brought sexuality into it. And he wanted to distinguish something that was beyond clothing so that it wasn't just a passing identification when someone put on some clothing, they were then transvestite. But he was trying to coin this new term, transgenderism, which was outside of and beyond that. So it was something that was more longstanding.
Okay, well, so you have that. And then we understand the word transgender started to appear in mainstream usage. There was the Winnipeg Free Press interview with Christine Jorgensen, who underwent sex change surgery in the late 70s. She preferred transgender rather than transsexual.
Yes, and there are a number of people around that time in the late 70s that started to be more widely used term. And we have dozens of usages in print from around that time.
Well, and here's what the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, or GLAAD, media guide says about transsexual. They say that it's an older term that originated in the medical and psychological communities, preferred still by some people who have permanently changed or seek to change their bodies through medical interventions. Unlike transgender, though, it's not an umbrella term.
That's correct. And I think that most people, especially now that transgender is all over the news, conflate the terms transgender and transsexual. And I think most people believe that people who are transgender are necessarily transitioning their sex from one direction to another. And that isn't always the case. There are many people who are really trying to push against the boundaries of the sex that they were assigned at birth.
So what happens to other phrases like cross-dresser or transvestite? Are they all now transgender? Are those insulting phrases?
Well, it depends on the term. So transvestite is widely seen as an insulting term now, in large part because it's conflated with an erotic desire to cross-dress. So in an attempt to move away from that association, cross-dresser is generally seen to be a more acceptable term describing people who cross-dress on occasion or even throughout their lives, but may not be taking any medical or hormonal steps to transition from one gender to another.
Well, but it sounds like may not even be taking emotional steps to leave one gender for another. In other words, is a cross-dresser necessarily transgender?
Depends on the person.
Yeah,
so
right,
I wouldn't
right.
necessarily be in the business of telling people that they are transgender, but many people who are cross-dressers would identify with the label transgender because it helps them to fit into a broader community of people who are engaging in similar practices.
How is it recommended that we identify people who have a gender they identify with, trans man or trans woman?
For many people, the designation trans man could be insulting because it might suggest to some that they are not just a man, that they are a particular type of man. And in many cases, that's not wanted, right? They have transitioned from female to male and want to be seen and received as a man. I think any kinds of blanket statements where we try to develop guidelines that say you should always use this or that are always going to fail for certain groups of people within trans communities.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, I'm maybe taking you into territory that is not linguistic, but so you tell me, but how do you know? I mean, if you meet someone who you think might be transgender and maybe they're not, or they identify as gay. Mm-hmm. They were born male and they are remaining male, but not in relationship with women. It can get awfully netty.
It can. And sometimes it reminds me of commenting on a woman that you think is pregnant and saying, congratulations, and they're not, right? So there can be a really complicated dynamic. One of the things that we try to do in a college setting more frequently is whenever we're doing introductions, anyone in a room will say their preferred pronouns. And so cisgender people can label themselves with the pronouns that they would prefer, and that helps. And we can define that if you'd like to.
Well, I was just going to say some people are just finding out that they are cisgender. That is?
Cis comes from the Latin, which means on this side of, and that means that people who identify as the sex that they were assigned at birth.
Do you find this somewhat remarkable? We heard occasional stories, Billy Tipton, the jazz player who was a woman who lived for 50 years as a man. Very sad. Actually, he died because he wouldn't get medical treatment because he didn't want anyone to find out. And now there's a national debate about bathrooms. You know, for many people, this happened very quickly. What about for you?
Well, I think that's the beauty of doing work like the Digital Transgender Archive is that you start to collect more and more evidence that this has happened throughout human history. And even just in the 20th century, we have over 1,000 artifacts that are produced from within trans communities, just showing you how widespread this practice has been and how complicated it's been.
And what would you say to people who might find this just challenging?
Having that open spirit of inquiry and really trying to do right is honestly the best step that anyone can take in trying to be a trans ally.
Professor Rawson, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.